Thank you for joining us on the internet today for our Sunday morning worship service. First of all, let me say it's an honor to deliver the message today as I fill in for Dr. May. And also I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers that are watching and listening on the internet. Ladies, God bless you and thank you for all that you do as a godly mother. And I know that being a mother has its own unique challenges, and so we appreciate the hard work that you put in and the sacrifices that you make. Now, I'd like to invite all of us to take our Bibles and turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 2. Exodus, chapter 2, we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 10. And here in Exodus 2, we find the story of the birth and early life of Moses. But since today's Mother's Day, we're going to look at the life of Moses' mother, Jochebed, and the great example that she sets for us as a godly mother. Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. And a man of the house of Levi went and took as a wife a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. Then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the maiden went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, "Because I drew him out of the water." Let's pray. God, thank you for your word. God, as we read your word and learn your word today, Lord, I claim Isaiah 55:11. It says, "As your word goes forth, may it not return void, but accomplish what pleases you." We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Mark Twain once said that there are a few things in life that are harder to put up with than the annoyance of a good example. In the Bible, of course, there are several godly men and women who provide us with a good example. I'm sure we can all agree that God didn't put those examples of godly living in the Bible to annoy us. They are there, of course, to teach us, to help us, and to give us an understanding of a life that pleases God. And of course, these good examples of godly living are there as an example for us to emulate and to follow. Well, here in this story, we're introduced to a woman named Jochebed. As I said, she's the mother of Moses, and she stands out as one of the most well-known mothers in all the Bible. That is partly due to the fact that she is Moses' mother, but it's also due to the fact that she sets a great example as a God-fearing woman. As a godly mother, her love, her sacrifice, and her actions resulted in events that changed the course of history. Let's look at some characteristics in Jochebed's life. And this message today is not just for our mothers. This is a great example for all of us as believers. So the title of today's lesson, A Good Example of a Godly Life. A good example of a godly life. Let's look at three characteristics here of Jochebed. First of all, notice her credentials. Notice her credentials. Look at verse 1. It says, "And a man of the house of Levi went and took as wife a daughter of Levi." If we were to look back in chapter 1, we would find some background and context for the birth and the life, the early life of Moses. We see that Jacob and his family moved to Egypt due to the fact there was a severe famine and shortage of food in Israel. In the beginning, the Bible says there that there was about 70 members of this Israelite or Jewish family. And it says that the population, in chapter 1, it says the population increased abundantly and grew exceedingly mighty. The Israelites were in Egypt for about 400 years, and Bible scholars and theologians tell us that when the Israelites left Egypt, there was approximately 2.2 million people who left. But we see here in chapter 1, just prior to the birth of Moses, a new Pharaoh had taken over as the leader of Egypt. And this new Pharaoh saw the Jewish people as a threat. As a result of viewing the Jewish people as a threat, we see that this new Pharaoh came up with a strategy or a plan to make the Jews slaves, and he also had a plan to kill every Israelite baby that was born. So then that brings us to chapter 2, and verse 1, it says that a man, we learn later that his name was Amram, the father of Moses, a man married a daughter of Levi, and that, of course, is Jochebed, the mother of Moses. We learn from Scripture that Jochebed was a dedicated, godly woman. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, we find that list of Old Testament saints that are regarded as heroes of the faith. And Jochebed is included in that list of Old Testament saints who are called the heroes of the faith. Now think about that for a moment. This Hebrew woman from ancient days, as the Jews served as slaves in Egypt, is listed among people like Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham and Sarah, and of course Moses. She was in that list of heroes of the faith because she was a woman of strong faith. She lived out her faith. Jochebed was a woman that feared God and wanted to live a life that pleased God. Listen, certainly in this church age today, in our modern society today, as mamas and daddies, we need to put our faith in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. That's the first step. But beyond that, we need to live out our faith each day. We need to be strong in our faith. All of us as Christians should live out our faith. And as Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, we should not be ashamed of the gospel. As parents, we should teach our children the Word of God. As parents, we should teach our children how to live according to the things of God. But sometimes the best teacher is setting the example, living out our faith on a daily basis. We live in a dark and dying world. The institution of marriage and family is under attack like never before. And let me just say, in this time of the coronavirus, there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of frustration and fear, and certainly there is a lack of stability. And just due to all these circumstances, in this time that we are living, we certainly need to stay strong in our faith and make sure that the foundation of our homes and our families is on the things of God. In Matthew 7, 24 through 27, Jesus said this. Listen to this. Jesus said, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. He goes on to say, now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Listen, God will honor and bless and protect those who build their lives and homes on God's word and live life God's way. Let me just take a moment to say to our mothers today that I know that those children you're trying to raise didn't come with instructions, and I know that when our children are born and we leave the hospital with our newborn children, the hospital staff doesn't give us an owner's manual. But let me say to you that in the Word of God, we find instructions, we find guidance and direction, we find encouragement during the difficult times. All we need for life, even the life of a mother, is found in the Word of God. I heard a story about a little 4-year-old boy who was having trouble remembering his lines during his church play. His mother was sitting on the front row so she could help him out. She was trying her best to tell him what the words were by silently mouthing the words with her lips. The little boy just couldn't get it. He was trying so hard, but his mind was completely blank. Finally, his mother verbally said the words loud enough for the little boy to hear. She slowly said, "I am the light of the world." All of a sudden, the little boy's face lit up and he yelled out, "My mommy is the light of the world." Now, I don't think that was really the lines for his play, but God's word tells us the lines that Jesus stated here says that Jesus is the light of the world. As believers, let's live our lives each day in a way that our children and others can see the light of Jesus working in us and through us. And God will honor and bless that. So we see here in the life of Jochebed, we see first of all her credentials. Second of all, notice her courage. Notice her courage. Look at verse 2. Notice it says here, "So the woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. So if we look here at the end of chapter 1 at verse 22, we see this new law or order from Pharaoh. It says in verse 22, chapter 1, listen, "So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, 'Every son who is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive.'" So Pharaoh feels threatened by the Jewish people. He issues this order, this law, if you will, to murder and kill these Israelite babies. But then we see in chapter 2 that Jochebed refused to obey Pharaoh's order. Because of her courage, she was willing to defy the leader of the Egyptian empire. Listen, today in our modern society, God is looking for men and women who have the courage to openly live for Him and to glorify Him, regardless of the consequences. I know it's easier said than done, and sometimes the living a Christian life is very hard and difficult. But listen, if we focus on the blessings and the rewards of living the Christian life rather than the risk, then that gives us courage. If we think about how God will bless and honor those who honor Him, that gives us freedom. That relieves the pressure of living life in this crazy mixed up world. You see, God promises in His Word to bless those who live for Him. He promises in His Word to honor those who honor Him. He promises in His Word that He will raise up or lift up those that bow down in humility to Him. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth," listen to this, "to show Himself strong on behalf of those that are loyal to Him." This morning, I was reviewing the lesson for today, and I came to that verse and I read that, and I thought about the fact that this message is going out over the internet and potentially could be seen around the world. Certainly not because of me, but because of the internet that we have today, this message could be seen by somebody on the other side of the world. I was just fascinated by that. And I say to you that this word here is for all of us here or around the world, on the other side of the world. It says here that God is searching the whole planet for somebody that will be loyal to Him. He's looking for somebody that will have the courage to boldly stand for Him. And notice it says here that He wants to show Himself strong. The Lord God of the universe is wanting to do big things in your life if we would just have the courage to stand and to live for Him. I read a story about a man named Ray Blankenship from Andover, Ohio. One morning he was in his home fixing breakfast and looked out the kitchen window. He saw a small girl being swept away in a big, deep drainage ditch that was flooded by the recent rain. Ray ran out the door and ran along the ditch trying to catch up with the girl. He finally jumped in the cold, deep water and was able to grab the girl's arm. The water tossed them end over end, and finally the man was able to grab a rock. He held on as tight as he could as he thought to himself, "If I could just hold on until help arrives." By the time the fire department did arrive, Blankenship and the little girl were able to climb to safety. Both of them were treated for shock. Several months later, Ray Blankenship was awarded the Coast Guard Silver Life-Saving Medal. There's one little fact that most people didn't know about Ray Blankenship. That little known fact was that Ray Blankenship couldn't swim. That's the kind of courage that it takes to live for God. That's the kind of courage that it takes to be a godly parent. That's the kind of courage that it takes to say like Joshua, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." To our mothers today, let me say this. Listen, sometimes you got to do like Ray Blankenship. You just got to jump in and hold on. Don't be swept away by the things of this world. Take courage. Have the courage to live like Jochebed for the Lord. Ephesians 4:14, Paul said, "Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming." So we see here in Jochebed's life, we first of all see her credentials. Number two, we see her courage. And number three, let's notice her confidence. Look at verse 3, if you will. Notice in verse 3 it says, "But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river's bank." Look at verse 9 and 10 with me. It says, "Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages.' So the woman, that was Jochebed, took the child and nursed him. And as the child grew, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. Jochebed had confidence in God, which meant that she fully and completely trusted God. She trusted God to take care of Moses. She trusted God when she defied the pagan king who was calling for the death of her son. She trusted God when she placed Moses in a basket and put that basket in the weeds on the bank of the river. She trusted God when Pharaoh's daughter adopted Moses as her son. Despite the unusual and difficult circumstances, Jochebed knew that God was in control and she could trust him. Jochebed understood who God is. She understood that he was in control, a sovereign God, and she could depend on God. There may be some of you listening today that's going through a very difficult time. Maybe you feel discouraged or defeated or full of doubt. Maybe you're experiencing some physical problems or have emotional needs. But let me just say that God sees you right where you are. He knows what you're going through. God loves you, and he's an all-knowing, all-wise, all-powerful, ever-present, sovereign God. And you can trust him. You can depend on him. Psalm 28, verse 7 says this, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him." As we get ready to close, I just want to read a little short poem about trusting God. I don't have a title for the poem, or I don't know its origin. But listen to this. It says, "Trust him when dark doubts assail thee. Trust him when thy strength is small. Trust him when to simply trust him seems the hardest thing of all. Trust him, he is ever faithful. Trust him, for his will is best. Trust him, for the heart of Jesus is the only place of rest." Just like God had a plan for Moses and for Jochebed, God has a plan for each one of you. And that plan, for that plan to be fulfilled and realized, the first step is accepting Jesus as your personal Savior. See, the Bible says that we're all born into this world as sinners. If you were to flip back one book of the Bible and go to the beginning of Genesis, you'll see there the story of Adam and Eve, who committed that first sin. As a result of that first sin, we all have a sin nature. We're separated from God. And the Bible teaches that the ultimate penalty is spending eternity separated from God in a place called hell. But just a few hundred years after the birth and life of Moses, God sent his son Jesus into this world. You see, Jesus is God's only son. He was sent into this world to give his life as the ultimate penalty for our sins, or as the final penalty for our sins. Jesus was born into this world, and at the age of 33, he was crucified on a cross where he died for our sins. The Bible says he was buried, and 3 days later, he was raised from the dead, and he lives today. My friends, you can accept Jesus as your personal Savior today, and it'll be the most important decision you'll ever make. All you have to do is pray a simple prayer of faith, and it will change your life for eternity. In just a moment, I'll pray a prayer, and you can repeat that prayer after me, but listen, I can't pray the prayer for you. I can say a prayer and help you, but I just ask that you pray this prayer and believe it by faith in your own heart. So if you need to be saved, if you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, if you'd like right now, just bow your head and close your eyes and pray this prayer. Just say, "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for my sins. Dear Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I believe in you by faith. I trust you as my Lord and Savior. Help me to never be ashamed of the gospel and give me the courage and the confidence to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen." If you prayed that prayer today, congratulations. As I said, that's the most important decision a person can ever make. You now have a new home in heaven, and God will bless you as you live for Him. And I encourage you to get in a Bible-believing church and get in God's Word on a daily basis and grow in your faith. But let me just say as we close, again, to all our mothers, this is your day. God bless you, and thank you for all that you do as a godly mother. And let's all of us take this message and learn from the life of Jochebed, live out our faith on a daily basis with courage and confidence and trusting God in all things. God bless you.